Forgiving Demi by Breanne Richards, based on a true story. Pray, he is there. Speak, he is listening. Children's Songbook, page 12.
Say cheese,
the photographer said. The camera clicked and a light flashed. It was class picture day for May's sixth grade class, and she was in the center of the back row again. That was where the tallest person in the class always stood, and she was always the tallest. May didn't like how she had to look down when she talked to her friends. She didn't like how the boys looked up at her like she was a skyscraper. She didn't like how her friends wore size extra small when she wore size medium. Every TV show she watched made it seem like girls were supposed to be small. May's friends waited for her as she climbed down the bleachers. Kayla waved for May to hurry.
It's finally lunchtime. I'm starving, she said.
May smiled and headed to lunch with her friends. After eating their deliciously warm, cheesy pizza, they went outside.
Let's go play kickball,
Kayla and Lexi said, running ahead. May started to run after them when someone called, Hey!
Hey!
It was Demi and some of her friends.
Good thing they put you in the back row for pictures. Otherwise, you'd cover everyone up with your big head.
Demi's friends laughed. May looked around for Kayla and Lexi. They were far away now.
Leave me alone,
May said.
What's a giant like you going to do about it?
Demi smirked. May felt tears roll down her cheeks as she ran past Demi and her friends. She ran until she got to the back corner of the field where no one would see her crying. May felt sick to her stomach, and her heart hurt. She thought of the words to her favorite primary song. Heavenly Father, are you really there? And do you hear and answer every child's prayer? May knew she could pray anytime, anywhere. She found a quiet spot behind a tree and knelt down to pray.
Heavenly Father, what Demi said made me feel bad. Please help me feel better. I love thee and thank thee for the nice friends I do have.
May ended her prayer and continued to kneel quietly. She could hear kids playing across the field. She felt like someone had wrapped a blanket around her. It was like a warm hug. Then she thought she heard the quietest voice in her mind say,
I love you, May.
She smiled. She knew that Heavenly Father was answering her prayer. Even though Demi's words still made her feel sad, she felt better. May knew she was a child of God. There was nothing wrong with the way she looked. God loved her and cared about her.
Maybe Demi wouldn't say mean things if she knew she was a child of God too,
she thought. Then May got an idea. She smiled and prayed again.
Heavenly Father, help me forgive Demi and be kind to her. Please help her know that she is a child of God too. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
When May stood up, she didn't feel sad anymore. Sure, she was still the tallest and probably would be for a few years. But she knew that Heavenly Father loved her, and that was all that mattered. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Forgiving Demi. Read by Kristen Hawkins, Jane Weiss, Maya and Eden Reinwand, Amelie Strongen, Chloe Patello, and Wes Nelson.